All right, it's 1:02 p.m. on what is this? Monday, March the 6th, pretty sure. 2023. It's morning somewhere. So good morning. I'm fumbling because I'm trying to put my gloves back on. The sun is up. It's warm. The sun is warm, but the wind is cold. And my delicate little fingers, my phalanges, don't like being cold. It's going to be one of those days. Anyway, we'll see how it works. We'll see how it goes. Sniff, sniff, sniff. So, the Linux experiment continues. I was able to boot into it and stayed booted into it overnight. I've got my game finished downloading this morning, sometime around, I don't know, 9:30 or so, and then went into its validation routine. And the initial validation, the little timer said 6 days, but it dropped back down to like 4 days relatively quickly. When I left it just now, it had dropped down to, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. Theoretically, I might be able to play it tonight. I'm not holding my breath. I did get my writing in this morning, in spite of the fact that I had some technical difficulties, but nothing major. I'm right at the end of Venimus, the first book. And I think what I'm going to do is, I think the first book is going to be application, and then the second book is going to be matriculation, and then the third book will be graduation. I think that's what they're going to be. I've been trying to think of titles that satisfy me, have an academic flair to them, because really this is about life on the training ship. So we'll see. I like those as I've got the Latin for "We came, we saw, we survived" as working titles for the three books now, but I'm not happy with those because they're just too obscure. They're just too much. They're too precious. So I think application, matriculation, graduation will probably be the three books of the Marva Collins series. That's where I am with the writing. The writing is so close. It's almost done. I need to pick up. I'm assuming that the Linux experiment is going to be successful. If If it still won't run Ark Survival, I've got a couple of... I've got a decision to make. It's like, do I want to keep playing it? Or do I want to just say, maybe it's time for a new game. I've had a lot of suggestions of Horizon Zero Dawn. It looks okay. I haven't loaded it yet. I haven't really had room for it. I will have when I transition to Assuming I transition to Linux, I would have time, I would have space for pretty much all of them. That wind is sharp. It's 40, it's in the low 40s, but that wind is just... it's just cutting. My mouth is drying out. I'm gonna have to... hold up here for a minute. See if I can get my water bottle out without stopping recording. Looks like it worked. Okay. Good enough. Yeah, much better. Okay, yeah. So, I'm happy with the story. I'm happy with the changes that I put in it. I don't think it's a story that I would, if I were writing it from scratch right now, I don't think it's a story that I would write in it. I don't think I would even attempt this trilogy right now. It's not. Well, maybe. There's some interesting, there are themes in this. I think they're interesting. There are some themes in this trilogy that I think are worthy of exploration. So yeah, maybe I'm just tired of it. I don't know. I still have two more books to get through in terms of brushing them up. But having gotten through the first one, book two and book three are a little more straightforward. At least my memory of them is that they're a little more straightforward. I think the story worked a little bit better. There's a lot less floundering around in it. In them. So, anyway, we'll see. What do I want to talk about now? I don't know. Just got an invite to do a podcast. They're going to record it in April. Should be interesting. Epic Media. I think I've been on a podcast since I did the Fantasy Street podcast back in, you know, God knows when it was. It was back when I was at the last Smarter Artist Summit. Well, yeah. At least the last time I was at a Smarter Artist Summit. That was a good experience. I'm just kind of looking around here. This is going to be one of the Best of Nathan's Boots episodes, I'm afraid. It's been an interesting year. This is March 6th, so looking back over January and February. If I look at my calendar, I have not missed a day. I've walked, even though it wasn't a talk day, or even though it wasn't outside, even though it wasn't 2 miles. I counted the walks. I called my shots, as it were. I set up what I was going to do for a given week, and then because it wasn't a talk, the best it could be was blue, and I've got at least blue or green every day this year. Ah, jeez, that's cold. I'm walking right into it. Not only is it cold, it's drying me out. Alright, I got at least one hood. There are three hoods that I have available. Two hoodies and a parka. So, the inner hoodie is keeping my ears warm. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, Monk Post. So, yeah, the call my shots for the week, and based on the week, based on the day, I've got my walking, my writing. When I was working on the story Bible, I got that in. I've got a bunch of other stuff that's happened. Yesterday I made baked beans and baked bread. The bread came out so good. I don't know why I bothered with that machine. I do know why I bothered with the machine. I used the machine so I didn't have to run the oven in the heat of the summer. And yeah, it's a bread-like substance, but it isn't. Man, we had fresh beans and warm bread, and I was pretty darn good last night for dinner. Beans could have used another hour. They didn't get in until 10:30 because I couldn't thrash around in the kitchen to make them until my wife got up. But yeah, they came out good. A few of them were a little bit chewier than others, but didn't matter. They were still good. I got the fixins to make another potful. I also got a bag of red lentils. The oncology nurse suggested lentils for a variation. I also still have a lot of hulled barley. I made beef stew. I think I mentioned it the other day. Beef barley soup the other day, last week. Week before. Man, that was good. And I'm going to do that again because that was really good. I may do something. They do something different. There's an Irish stew called a coddle, C-O-D-D-L-E, Irish coddle, that's basically a sausage stew. Yeah, still recording. But it's cooked in the oven. It's slow cooked in the oven, sort of like a pot roast. And I've been known to do pot roast just on the top of the stove, but I think slow cooking it in the oven yields a much deeper set of flavors. So I may try doing that with the beef barley stew to see how that works out. Tonight I'm doing something really simple or stupid, one or the other. I don't have it in me today to wrestle with food. I had a big cooking day yesterday. I'm going to just do something simple. A couple chicken breasts and some rice tonight. So I don't know. Games. I've been looking for a new game. I've fallen into old habits with Ark. I'm just sort of spending all my time online breeding dinosaurs and trying to get better dinosaurs and not actually making progress in the game itself and in the game story. I've been playing on the Fjordur map. And I've picked up a few of the artifacts. But I haven't found... A lot of them are underwater. Now, I have the dinosaurs to go underwater. I have basilosaurs, and I have scuba gear that I can take and go underwater and find them. But I have to do that. It's one of those. I have to go. I actually have found one of them. So I have three different artifacts. Unfortunately, I don't have three that go together, so I can't make any progress that way. But slowly and slowly and slowly and surely, I'm making progress a little bit at a time. I'm working for the maximum dinosaur achievement. Not that it'll put me too much further ahead in terms of the game, but it's one of those achievements that I've been trying to get for a very long time, and I'm within, see, I think I'm within six levels of hitting the maximum dinosaur. But it's like millions of experience points. Luckily, they're relatively straightforward. It's just a long grind. I have the special X-class flyer, X-Argentavis. My mouth is getting sticky again. And the max level for this particular bird is level 330. And I think I'm at like 324. So I've got a character that's working up through level 108 now. Almost be able to go to level 109. But I gotta find a lot more alphas. But it takes me back to, is this really? I'm borrowing trouble a little bit, but I'm also trying to think ahead. Is it really what I want to be doing with my time? Is it really the, I want to be playing a game. Is this the game I want to play? I don't know. I should probably check to see if I could play EVE Online. Hi. I don't know if they have a Linux client or not. As geeky as they are, you would think they would have a Linux client. I'm not sure I want to play EVE Online. They keep emailing me and telling me, oh, look what we're doing now. Look how we're expanding the parts of the game that you don't really like. Although, apparently, they're putting together an opt-in PvP game like World of Warcraft, sort of. Player-driven economies, and lots of crafting. And I mean, that looks really good. That looks really good. Specifically, you have to opt in to PvP. You have to say, yes, I will fight you. Instead of, here, let me make you a sword and you can go fight people. You can go fight some other schmuck. One of the problems, I'd even consider going back to Lord of the Rings Online. But one of the problems with all of those of all the games that I've found so far, no, I wouldn't really go back to Lord of the Rings Online, is that if you want to play with other people, they want you to be on voice. And I understand why. But I can't be on voice. That's just not going to happen. And so I wind up playing single player anyway, even in multiplayer games, because I'm not going to get on voice. And others don't want to play with me unless I am. So, yeah. I need a new game. I need to think about that. If you can think of any good games that you think I might like, leave me a comment. But in the meantime, I'm at the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.